House Bill 1138. Is there any proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Mel Olson. I'm the state representative from District 20. And I'm the prime sponsor of both House Bill 1138 and 1139, and they both have the same genesis, and that is our state's attorney in Mitchell. We currently have on the books two statutes dealing with stalking. And for people listening on the internet, this is an act entitled An Act to Increase the Penalty for Stalking of Certain Children. And my state's attorney was looking at the statutes, and the one dealing with the adults is 22-19A-1, goes through, talks about credible threats, and then makes that stalking of an adult a Class 1 misdemeanor. Then there already is a 22-19A-7, which deals with stalking a child who's 12 years or younger, but that's also a Class 1 misdemeanor, and my state's attorney said clearly somebody in the legislature thought it was important to break out the crimes of stalking for adults and children. And so if it was important to make a distinction between stalking an adult and stalking a child, why is the penalty exactly the same? And it seemed to be a logical question. So all that House Bill 1138 does is say that if you stalk a child, it is a Class 6 felony, which is one step higher on the punitive scale. 2 years in prison, $2,000 fine is the maximum penalty. Class 1 misdemeanor, again, for those listening, all of you know this, but is 1 year in the county jail and $1,000 fine. That's the genesis of the bill. That's the logic of the bill. And at the appropriate time, I'd take questions, Mr. Chairman.
Very well. We'll have questions after all of the proponents have testified. Any further proponents?
Good morning. As you know, I'm Tony Sanchez. I'm the Chief Legal Counsel for the Department of Social Services. Within my office, we have a unit called the Unit for Child Abuse Prosecution. And this bill, which actually a couple of years ago I drafted a bill somewhat similar to this, and I couldn't get anybody to go for it and didn't have any clout. And I'm glad to see it here today. As you know, our job is to protect children and to prosecute those who abuse children. This is just another weapon that we can use in my arsenal. There are instances where our proof on a more heinous crime is weak. However, prior to the assault, an individual stalks the child. The child may be of tender years, obviously here under 12. At least here I can get a felony conviction. That would make a significant difference. I'm just here to tell you that if we're, and I agree with the Representative Olson, the whole point here is if it's a misdemeanor for an adult and we actually desire to protect our children more greatly, it's only one step up. And once again, we remind you that this isn't a mandatory sentence. I think the more aggravating circumstance may warrant 2 years. A less aggravating circumstance may warrant a suspended imposition of sentence and a grave warning. The courts always have that ability. All we're saying here is that if it's the aggravated circumstance, then perhaps 2 years and a felony conviction is more appropriate. Thank you.
Is there further proponents of House Bill 1138? Further proponents? If not, is there any questions from the witnesses prior to the committee?
Sure.
Representative Michaels.
A quick one for Tony since he sat down already. It is interesting, and since you're the expert in the area, Representative Wilson brings up the fact that obviously we broke them up. Do you know the history? Obviously, I don't have the code here to look at the annotation as to it was undoubtedly a subsequent statute. But do you know why it was broken out and why it had the same level of penalty?
That I don't know.
Any
Okay, thank you.
Representative Monroe.
Thanks for showing up again, Mr. Sanchez. I would hope everybody knows that nobody despises pedophiles worse than me, except for maybe one of the people sitting in the back row, our attorney general. But getting in this can put us into gray areas, just like a lot of other laws, like truancy laws and things like that. How well can you define reasonably fear for the child's safety? What is it? What has to happen before it gets that far? Can a neighbor, when you have one of your neighbors playing at your kids playing at your house, and another neighbor that doesn't like you sees you out in the yard playing with the kids? I can see all kinds of things happening here. So,
well,
can you give an example or situations or case examples that you have of what happens here?
Well, I know that in Mitchell, actually, the case that I recall was an individual who, in fact, had been convicted of, I believe, actually abusing the child, and then was released and was in the community and decided to follow a child, and I believe that was at a park. That's the instance we're talking about. I think that if you're in your yard and the child regularly plays with your children in your yard, it's pretty hard to say that you're stalking the child. Now, if you have no children, your neighbor is told, and you're aware of this, told his child or her child not to play with you. They don't like you for whatever reason. And yet you entice the child to come over. You tell the child, you got a nice dog. You want to pet my dog, or you want candy. And you do this repeatedly, and if you notice, the statute says repeatedly follows or harasses a child. So one time isn't going to do it. They repeatedly do it. Under those instances, if at some point the child then begins to catch on and starts to fear what you're doing, doesn't want to go over there, and yet you use the dog and manipulate the child, I think at that point you've committed the crime. But those are quite a bit of set of facts that you've got to have. I think one time you're in a park, you see a child, the child's lost, you go to the child and say, do you know where your mommy and daddy are? And the child doesn't have a clue, so then you take the child by the hand and look for the parent. And you're walking around, the parent runs up, grabs you and says, what are you doing trying to run away with my child? I think you're going to have a pretty hard time prosecuting that case. I don't think anybody in their right mind would prosecute that case. But on the other hand, you have no businesses in the park, and you see the parent running, and you drop the child's hand and run off into the bushes. I think you may have a different case there. So it's all fact determinative, and once again, just like the previous bills we brought before you, you can always paint a picture that puts the innocent person, at risk. But you really have to ask yourself, how often does that happen? And if you think it happens often, then why aren't people suing over it? Well, you don't see those lawsuits because, for the most part, our law enforcement personnel and our state's attorneys have more than enough to do than go around chasing innocent people and get involved in disputes which are of a tortious nature between neighbors. Was that long-winded enough? Thanks.
Any further questions of the witnesses? Well, thank you again. Any opponents of House Bill 1138? Any opponents of House Bill 1138?
If not, we'll close the committee from public testimony for committee discussion and or action. Representative Metzen.
Mr. Chairman, I have an amendment to House Bill 1138. It's kind of a clarification situation. The amendment would be as follows. On line 6, after the word or, and that is the last word or on that line, insert the following language: to cause the child. So in other words, it would read, or who makes a credible threat to a child 12 years of age or younger with the intent to place that child in reasonable fear of death or great bodily injury, or to cause the child to reasonably fear for the child's safety, is guilty of the crime.
You want to motion made to amend the 1138 by placing to cause the child after or, and seconded by McCauley. Any discussion? I'm assuming you would feel that's a friendly amendment.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Okay.
Any further discussion? If not, may we have a motion? Oh, may we have a vote on the amendment, please? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The amendment is adopted. Representative McCauley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Move to pass House Bill 1138 as amended.
Is there a second by Hennings? Any discussion on the motion? Representative Michaels.
In researching, I support the motion. In researching, this statute went into effect a year after the Maine stalking statute, and obviously, as Representative Olson correctly stated, it was broken out for some reason that you cannot discern from the annotation, but it is redundant, or excuse me, identical, except for the provision that we passed last year for the electronic stalking. Thank you.
No further discussion. The secretary will call the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Hartling.
Aye.
Gillespie.
Aye.
Hennies.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Madsen.
Aye.
McCauley.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Marshall.
Aye.
Nachtigall.
Aye.
Severs.
Aye.
Michaels.
Aye.
And Brown.
Aye. The vote in favor of the passing House Bill 1138 was 12 yeas, one not voting. 1138 is duly passed.